You're listening to the audio production of The Ways of Prosperity, God's Provision for Every Area of Your Life, by Jeremy and Ali Boutros, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Kevin Kilpatrick and Liz Stanislawski.
Introduction. Your invitation to a life of prosperity. What if you were immersed in a daily experience of prosperity? An experience in which you started to powerfully live out John's prayer. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. 3 John 1:2. Imagine your prosperity experienced on a soul level. You find yourself on a one-way conveyor belt on a journey that would reveal daily hope and impact all your life. What would happen next? It is likely that your spiritual life would bloom as never before. You would have a sound mind. Your relationships would be empowering and fulfilling. Your work would be more productive and enriching. Your emotional life would be filled with peace and hope. Your community would flourish and start brimming with life. Your finances would tell a story of the goodness of God. Imagine how all of life would start to change, an echo of heaven's prosperity, vision, and love. Think about how you might be better equipped to walk out your kingdom calling completely. This was the very invitation that we were given years ago. This was the invitation that led us to write this book. At the time we received this invitation, Ali was working in the field of psychology, helping people learn to thrive. I had finished the School of Ministry and had been ghostwriting Christian books with an interest in theology. I was also working with several notable Christian authors and speakers. Our evening conversations became filled with thoughts about prosperity from both a psychological and theological perspective. It was quite literally a marriage of the two. Initially, all we knew was that the prosperity God called us to was not centered around finances. In fact, living in Los Angeles, it was easy to identify people who had money yet did not seem to be prospering in any other aspect of their lives. We believe it is time for the misleading and limiting prosperity gospel message to be abolished. True prosperity is so much more. In essence, it is a life in which we partner with Jesus. It is journeying with Him in intimate, loving, powerful, and purposeful ways. In this context, money is viewed simply as a tool to maximize our opportunity to display the will of the Father. Sadly, tradition and culture have presented us with a minimalist perspective on the ways God wants to prosper us. It is easy for us to miss the depth of God's goodness and all the facets and avenues of His love. God wants to be our ultimate provider. He wants us to partner with the supernatural and natural ways of provision.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?